Yesterday, I had a conversation with a very good friend of mine, Jacques. And I said to Jacques, do you know that the Afrikaans language and the first written words on Afrikaans were actually done in Arabic? And that there is not only hearsay, but there is proof of the fact that the first written words of Afrikaans was actually written in the Arabic language. And if you read it, you will find that it is, when you sort of pronounce the words, you'll find that it's actually sort of that mixture between Dutch and Afrikaans, which was prevalent at that particular time. And being an Afrikaans chappie from Brackenfell, he looked at me with some dismay and with some unbelief and said to me, no, who is dat? Who is dat? And I had to probably go and explain to him historically. But coming up next on the show, we'll be joined and chatting to a musical artist and cultural cultivator called Jitsk Finger to explore that intricate relationship between the Cape Malay culture and actually Afrikaans and tracing its roots back to the colonial days. Jits, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Goeiemôre. Thank you, man. I appreciate the opportunity, guys.
Yeah. Nee, dat gaan goed. Listen, the Afrikaans language, it has deep ties into the Cape Malay culture and sort of rooted in the history of colonialism and slavery. How do you see Afrikaans evolving within that community, and what significance does it actually hold in preserving that cultural heritage?
Thank you for the question. And I think if we bring the... if we bring the words back that was removed, you know, out of the lexicon, especially in the late 1800s, to acknowledge those who've been part of the language and, you know, especially the contributors of the language, I think that would be a great step forward for equality in our country. You know, we need to recognize Afrikaans as part of the heritage of all South Africans, not only the one particular race group. So together we can make Afrikaans a language of liberation, I believe.
Mm. You did a documentary called Afrikaans. Tell us why and what motivated you to actually write and delve into what is known as Afrikaans.
Ah, yeah, come on. I came up with the word because I had to put all the history, especially, you know, the hidden history of our language. I had to give it a name, you know. So... But firstly, the theatre production, Afrikaans, it premiered at the KKNK and Baxter Theatre in April 2010. And the idea for the production was inspired by the greater movement of efforts being made in the Western Cape to reclaim Afrikaans language. So for all speakers, and not only for this one specific race group, the production was actually a main motivation for the project, mainly to investigate the unknown Creole history of Afrikaans at the Cape. Yeah, but I want to thank everyone that was involved, especially passionate heritage activist Patrick Tariq Mele, the late Dr. Neville Alexander, also Ahmed Davids, you know, for documenting the first written Afrikaans in Arabic scrolls. You know, that was...
Yeah, Ahmed Davids was very instrumental yeah. in that sort of development of Afrikaans in the Arabic language. And you know, he wrote quite a bit about it. So who lays claim then to Afrikaans, Jits Fingers? Who lays claim to it? Is it, who does it belong to?
Yo, I mean, it did develop in the first 200 years of colonialism, right? So when everyone was forced to speak Dutch, I don't think the Dutch can really claim Afrikaans, because some people say Afrikaans came here, which is a big misnomer, right? Because it was formed at the Cape. Slaves and servants had to speak Dutch. I mean, how interesting is this? When Afrikaans became language of instruction, and Arabic was the script that it was written in, right? At the madrasas, though, you see. And then during the British occupation, the servants and the slaves were forbidden to learn Latin and Roman numerals, but learned Arabic alphabet, but couldn't speak Arabic, and had to switch to Cape Dutch. So it's a whole, like, in between, so you had the first Cape Afrikaans that was spoken, but written in Arabic script. So if you understood the Arabic language, like the written, you know, you could actually read the first Cape Afrikaans that was spoken at the time, which for me, I find very fascinating. So, but because of the 1930s, when... English became the language of, you know, communication or the preferred language, I think that the Arabic Afrikaans started dying out, you know, and also religious texts were then switched from the Arabic script to Roman. That's when it died out. So, yeah, I think we need to just trace back, you know, all these elements and facts that's out there. You know, visit the book of the first madrasa that was in Dorpstraat, you know, our heritage is still out there, you know, to go back and...
And certain words from the Malay, like pisang and those words, were also incorporated into the Afrikaans language. But the Afrikaans language not only bridges linguistic divides, but it also serves as a powerful tool for cultural resistance and an identity affirmation. Because, you know, I'm very proud to say, because of my teaching experience in the Manenberg area where I taught in an Afrikaans medium, that I actually speak Afrikaans better than some Afrikaners, as a matter of fact. And I'm very, very proud of it, and I'm very proud of the language. So, I studied at UWC at the time, which was also very Afrikaans. So it was a powerful tool in cultural resistance and identity affirmation, because as a so-called colored person at the time, you identified with Afrikaans and you didn't identify with English. As they said, it was only the sturvy people who spoke English.
You know, some of these conditions were forced upon the folks that spoke Afrikaans, our ancestors, you know, especially the African descendants, you know. And so we find it interesting. I mean, language is an instrument, you know, and so when it finds itself within a community that's got various languages, I mean, we talk about the Malay now, right? The Malay folks were Javanese, Chinese, you know, Southeast Asia. They had all those languages, and then they came to the Cape. So imagine, as always, the Dung Sesus, Bakalei, and all these Malay words, just tap, you know, tapi, we still speak these words today. You know, so that's where the pride for me comes in when I speak this language. Pirang, sarong. It's fashion, it's languages and fashion, food, music. It's alive, man. And houses. Also, it's a Kombay style gekomen. Afrikaans that we spoke, we called the kitchen Dutch or whatever. Because we were concerned with the flavor, mate, where the voorkamer Afrikaans were more concerned about the savor side of the language. So where do you want to be, savor or flavor, you know? So
it's a very difficult thing when it comes to language, because you'll have your ABC pact of language in terms of it has to be grammatically correct, and you have to make sure that you speak and sort of sound the language correctly. But then you have social linguists, and the social linguist will say, as long as you know what I'm saying, as long as you understand what I'm saying and can interpret the meaning of what I'm saying, I'm happy with the language. The fusion of Afrikaans and other languages in Cape Town specifically reflects on that sort of dynamic and inclusive nature of the city's own cultural heritage, isn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, you know, and also when you're talking about linguistics, you're talking about the mechanics of the language, right? So social linguistics speaks to more about the cultural influences within language. So you cannot, for me, you cannot divide. You can't speak about the language without speaking about the people who spoke it. And then when it comes to the scientific side or the mechanics and the techniques of it, imagine stretching a vowel, and it gives a completely different meaning to a word. You know, if you're talking about understanding, it says lat, man. You know, so lat is time, refers to time. But lat is most rod like. Yeah, it is a lat, you know. It's slatted them up, say kop. These things is where the looseness in the languages comes in. And for me, I mean, when you speak Afrikaans, especially as a East Elder, a lot of us still feel not valid, you know, just because of the way you sound. So we need to remove the stereotypes from the language also, you know, this is also important.
And the thing is that there's always that social judgment that's out there because you're speaking a Kombay-style Afrikaans. And I mean, I would, for instance, in certain environments speak the Kombay style Afrikaans, but to a large extent, for instance, you know, when I speak, for instance, to my boss, and she's Afrikaans, I would speak to her in the sort of correct ABC grammatical of the language, and that is absolutely important, is to know when to use the Kombuis Afrikaans and when not.
I use it all the time. For me, it's just more, it's so colorful to use it, especially in formal settings, because I do attend meetings. I do have, you know, moments where I have to be, like, when I'm in a tie and in a suit and what, you know what I mean? But as nog altijd for me, tijdens van, jy, kom ons wees gauw, hoe klink Afrikaans? No, you can still understand what I'm saying, but I'm bringing it to you with more, see, it's a, as a progressive way van praat met, if I'm talking about an instrument now, I've got more chord progressions in my scale, it need meer note in. Mm. Your scale still consists of, let's say, 8 notes. You know, ek bring jy half notes ook in, and, you know, ek is a musician, man, ek moet so praat oor my taal. Because, yeah, ons praat taal nou Afrikaans ook, man.
Yeah. You know? If you'd like to join the conversation, you can also send us a WhatsApp message to 0725671567. We've got a voice note if Obi has got it up there for us. And I think, you know, the fact that the very first in Afrikaans, for instance, which was written and recorded in Arabic, is something that actually a number of people find that strange. Just Fungus, let's take a listen to this voice note quickly.
Morning, Zane. So as far as the Afrikaans versus Arabic debate is concerned, what tickles me is the fact that I can understand it when a Dutch person speaks Afrikaans, but there's not a single word of Arabic that I can understand. So to claim that Afrikaans is Arabic by nature, I don't know, that concept doesn't sit very well.
Just Fungus, is there documented proof of the first Afrikaans being written in the Arabic language? I know that there's definite scriptures in it, and definite sort of papers in which it was written.
Yeah, man. The first Afrikaans was written in Arabic, and I think what's important is to remember is that the Afrikaans was written in Arabic script purely because during that time the people that spoke it only had the Arabic script to write it in. I mean, thanks to the scholars of the time that were from Turkish, Kurdish, and, you know, from an Arabic, they came from these cultures and they understood it, but when they came to the Cape, especially at these madrasas, they had this difficult mission to write the Afrikaans, the Cape Afrikaans that was spoken amongst the servants and slaves, you know, and everyone else that spoke it, you know, at the madrasas in Arabic script. So they had to write it in that language, because let's not forget that the British rule, they can bend any Latin and Roman to be learned at the time. So people were forced to, you know, I mean, so there you had the ability now to write the language that you speak, but you had Arabic as your instrument, you know? Mm. And the Arabic instrument Afrikaans had 29 characters, 20 of which were from the Arabic language, and the rest were added, you know, like Persian and Turkish, just to complete it, in order to write the Cape Afrikaans at the time.
Mm. And the thing is, actually, English didn't have the sort of deep guttural, the "g", you know, like, hy het gegaan. So that deep guttural G wasn't there. Whereas, for instance, in the Arabic language, you've got jim, kha, kho, dal. So you've got those gutturals which you could actually use in order to compose a particular word. Jits Fungus, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been absolutely fascinating. Wow. And looking at the conversation in terms of exactly where Afrikaans is and what Afrikaans is, and who lays then claim to Afrikaans.